All right, everyone, welcome to Cartoon Rewind. Guess what? We are the podcast where we take a trip down good old memory lane, and we will relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, and you know what? Anything that's going to geek us out, whether it's good or bad, we're going to talk about it. Of course, I'm your host, Frank, and with me, like always, are my two brothers from another mother, the walking encyclopedia of cartoons and toys. Let's hear it for D himself. And we can't forget about the man, the myth, the legend, the man that I want to be when I grow up one of these days. You know, I'm talking about Rolly himself. Now, before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, you can visit our G4 Classified website. That's right, we do have a G4 Classified website at cartoonrewind.com. for exclusive content. And you ready for this? The man over there, my buddy, one of my brothers, opened up a toy store. So yes, it is time to upgrade your collection. And for your daily fix of cartoons, guess what? You got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and of course, Blue Sky. So Rolly, how are we doing today, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm excited, especially that the Toy Guru is actually making an appearance. He's gone like a couple weeks MIA and just in the dark.
Yes.
He turned on his camera this time.
I didn't turn on my camera. The camera turned on the camera. So fingers crossed we make it through the whole episode with the camera on.
It's okay. I've been coming up with creative ways to replace you.
Very creative ways.
The Destro's the best one, though.
Yes, he is.
Destro's pretty good, but I got some other ones. So that's a thing. So, but yeah, pretty good. Doing pretty good. Excited. I didn't know the website was G4 Classified.
Yes. Only a few, select a few, have access to it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Except so, you told everybody.
Well, that's why they have exclusive access. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All five of our listeners.
We got six.
All right. So.
So what are we doing?
Excited about this one? Yeah, excited about this episode because it's a one that's it's a fun toy episode, and it's near and dear to my heart.
And these.
Oh, him too. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I got you.
Not a whole him too.
Him too. He's part of the him too movement. So I'm gonna give you guys a little hint of what's in store for today.
Absolutely not.
Little whiny thing in the back?
Yeah.
I was triggered.
Wow.
An elephant?
That's an elephant. He's making the noise of an elephant. This is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
Many sounds fake and made up.
But it was funny, though. But it was funny.
It was funny.
Thank you.
It feels like you're just about throwing up.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Exactly. Was throwing up.
No. My favorite was Cringer and the elephant. Yeah, because I was Cringer is roaring like an elephant? I'm like, okay.
That's no, but also when he was scared, he did like a little Japanese girl.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so if you haven't figured it out, and those listening on the podcast, I can guarantee you have no idea what we're watching, unless you read the title. But yes, we're reviewing Wave 2 and 3 of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Well, the toy line is just called Masters of the Universe.
Yes.
So let's get it right. It's just the Masters of the Universe. Mm-hmm. So we'll be reviewing that today. As usual, I want to thank the toycollectorsguide.com for letting us use their website. They probably don't even know we're using it. So so when you find out, thank you for letting us use it. So Wave 2 came out in 1983. And for me, it feels like it was just a filler. There really wasn't much released in 1983 to the Masters. I believe you're looking at four figures and two vehicles. And in the, well, I'm not sure what do we classify the birds as?
The figures, birds? Vehicles? I would say figures because you can't fly on them. So I would say figures.
Okay. So, all right. So we start off strong with Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn.
Yes. Even yellow. I thought her name was Evelyn too for many years.
Yes. So we start at Evelyn, who comes with her staff. Let me see. Not much comes up to her. I blocked it off in my childhood that she was yellow. I don't remember her being this yellow.
I don't remember either.
She looks like a Simpson.
She does look like a Simpson. I don't know if this one has just aged.
It looks like Bart.
She does have T-less thighs, though, which is always a positive. I did not have... I did not have Evelyn growing up.
No.
I think for my dad, one girl was enough, and that was Tila. So.
Yeah. Yeah, see,
I also had the Sorceress.
Did you?
I did have the Sorceress. Okay. Did I have the Sorceress? Now, I don't know if I did. In my mind, I want to say yes. But you know what I did have? Oh, before we move on. This can be, if you find it in the market right now, you're somewhere between 200 and 300 if you can find it carded. So remember these toys that are coming on a card back, those are usually harder to find because people just rip them up, take them apart, and just throw them away.
And they all come with mini comic books, right?
Yep.
They all come with mini comic books. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Which I had the whole collection of mini comic books.
Do you really?
Yes. In one book. About a book that all got you.
Okay. Like this big. I thought so.
Yeah. Next up, we have He-Man.
Baker.
Oh, damn. That's a good He-Man code. So, yes, we have Faker, who's an evil warrior. Basically, he's a robot made by Skeletor to look like He-Man. So why no one noticed he was blue?
I was just about to ask you them. I'm like, so let me ask you a question. In the cartoons, was he blue, and did he actually trick people to actually think he was He-Man?
So I personally don't remember Faker in the cartoons. D?
Okay.
He was, when he first came, he was the exact replica of He-Man. That's how they got into Castle Grayskull. But he changed color because, what was it? He fell down he jumped over and the moat where everything, the endless thing where everybody falls down. He fell down there when he came to, like the next week, then he was blue. So.
He was tan.
Yeah, he looked exactly like He-Man, and then the next thing he was blue.
And I think in the Kevin Smith, that was blue was what his skin was.
Mm-hmm.
Like underneath his skin, he was blue.
Yeah.
So I think in the Kevin Smith one.
You know,
this was a little harder, has a little more value. It's about 600, 800 if you can find it carded.
You know, I don't remember Faker in the Kevin Smith He-Man. And of course, those are my favorites. I don't remember Faker.
If you remember the first episode when the sorcerers were standing by the gate and this guy came up who looked exactly like He-Man and his eyes glowed, that was Faker.
Yeah, he was small. It was like really short scene.
Yeah, really short.
Was
it?
Okay.
And he was a robot. He was a robot, not a... He wasn't blue. He wasn't blue then. He was a robot.
Okay.
So, I had Faker growing up. D, did you have Faker?
No, I did not.
No. All right. All right. Next one is Did you have Faker? Did you have Faker?
I did not have a Faker.
Okay.
But I did have these two, though.
So we have now we have two good guys. We have the actor, Man E. Faces, which it took me a while to figure out that it was just kind of like an acronym of Many Faces. He has many faces. So yeah, I thought it was cool. I had this one.
So did I.
Carded between 250, 350. What happened?
So did I.
Oh, so everybody here had him.
Yeah. He was cool, man.
Even the hater. Even the hater, Frank.
Yeah, he was a cool character. The
head. The hater raid.
Three different heads. Come on, man. That was cool.
Next one I had, which was lame, was Ram Man.
Had him too.
So all you could do, you had to pick him up, put him sideways, and so he spring into motion. So this one, both of these have the same price in its card. So $250 to $350 if you can find it, still on its card. He came with an axe that I don't think he could use. He could hold very well. His arms only rotated in and out. Ram Man.
Yeah, he had an axe, but it didn't make any sense to put it on him because he just stuck in a hole and just went back and forth.
Yeah.
But the toys, the arms go up and down, right?
No. They go like that.
They roll out, open. You can rotate them. Underneath that silver, you can rotate it in and out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all he would do is like this, and then be like, well, I don't know. That's all he can do. Like, what? Okay. So. I had him too.
Maybe. I don't know.
D, you had him?
No, I didn't have Ramen.
Okay.
And I'm glad I didn't.
Why? Because he's a crappy little character?
Yeah.
Also, this is the good guys. This was supposed to be the original good guy comic relief until they brought in Orko.
Because
he was kind of dumb. He kind of acts kind of dumb. All right. Here's another two that I had.
I had both of those.
I did not.
Trap Jaw. You did not have Trapjaw or Triclops?
Nope.
I believe both of these will be in a new movie. Both of these figures. They're roughly priced about the same. So Trapjaw, for those of us listening, Trapjaw had detachable gun. He had a detachable gun. Switch it for a hook.
Hook.
Yes. I think those are the only two things he brought. Let me see.
Yeah, he had a hook arm. A laser gun, right?
Oh, he had a few. He had three. He had a hook arm. A rifle arm and a claw arm.
Ah, the claw, like the bat from G.I. Joe. Yes. That's right.
And then his belt was removable. So if he ever loses the championship match, he has to take off his belt. And his mouth would open and close. You can open and close his mouth. The other little gimmick that this one had, he had a little loop over his helmet. So if he has string, you can swing him.
Yep.
He can slide down in the street. I think we have some commercial. We have a commercial that'll show it later. Then you have the Many Faces version for the bad guys with Triclops. So he had a rotating head. His eyes were, he had one eye, but it would rotate into three different versions. So one was mean. It was supposed to represent like one who had a laser. Each eye could do something different.
Was one of the eyes
and a diamond.
Yeah. So here they got it. Here they just put in red, blue, or evil eyes. So the red and blue are not evil. There's an evil one.
So we have the drunk eye is the red eye. The blue eye is the high eye. And the evil eye is just the evil eye.
So you just rotate it. But sometimes it would move when you're playing and nowhere. He's like looking at two sides at the same time. So. All right. Now we had. They also did release in 1983. They released. They call them creatures. So you have Screech, the barbarian bird. And then you have Zoar, the fighting falcon.
I had Zoar.
I had both.
Did you? Okay.
Yes. I only had Zor.
Though I never put any of those accessories on him.
No?
No.
Oh, I love the accessories on my bird, dude. That's what made it super cool.
So, and then you put your head on the back leg, you had to press it, so the wings go up and down.
I don't remember the toy. I just remember having it, and I love putting the armor on it.
Oh, no. So, yeah, the birds are made out of soft plastic. The wings are made out of soft plastic, and then everything else is hard plastic, but on the back leg, you used to be able to squeeze in, and uh-huh. it would make the wings flap.
Nice.
So, Zor apparently is much better than Screech.
Yeah, because he's a much known.
Yeah. Well, you saw Zor and He-Man, but you never saw Screech and
exactly, you never saw him.
Yeah. They just
wanted to make another toy.
Just make another toy. Let's paint him differently and say that he's a Skeletor. He fights for Skeletor.
Yeah, that's it.
Barbarian Bird. So this is a Barbarian Bird, but the other one's a Fighting Falcon. So
there you go.
All right. Then, obviously, Panthor. So now He-Man had his home riding cat. So we're like, okay, we need Skeletor one. What do we do? Paint him purple.
Man, fur.
Flock him.
Yeah, and put some fur on it. And put some
fur. Yeah. Never had him as a child.
I did, believe it or not.
I did. Had him then, have him now.
I have him. I have the reissues. I have a few reissues of them. If you want to buy some, I do have a couple also at cartoonrewind.com. Yes, I think I might have a couple left. So, all right. But now, Panthor is between $350 to $500 if you can find him boxed.
Dang.
He doesn't come in much. Huh?
I said that's a grip.
Yeah. All right. No play sets in 83 and two vehicles in 1983.
Both.
And that was the Attack Track.
Had it.
Which was a great vehicle. The wheels were tracks and they would just flip over and slide you over.
Yeah.
They can go over any terrain, Frank. I don't know how you don't like it.
Well, out of all the vehicles, so far this Attack Track is the only one that looks cool. Well, that other one, that Falcon Fighter or Talon Fighter, lame.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about? It was a spaceship.
Lame.
Bet you like Falcon, Spaceship, and Buck Rogers.
Hell yeah.
This one's cool.
It looks nothing like this.
First of all, this one's cool because, number one, it came with an attachment to Castle Grayskull.
Lame.
Okay. And lame. It came with a little... What's wrong with you? And then this would sit on top of that, as you can see here on the screen. That would sit on top of it. And then it was awesome. You fly around. And this one also came with a record. So you can listen to the record. It will tell you a story about the Falcon that was recorded. I remember it was a little 45.
Oh, well, in that case, it's just even more lame.
Whatever.
The Attack Track it's between $150 to $225. You can find it box. And the Point Dread and Talon Fighter is at $250 to $350 if you can find a box. If you want a reissue of this, a 2022 reissue, check out cartoonrewind.com. You can find it there. All right. And that's it for Wave 2.
Wave 2 was small.
Wave 2 was small. But luckily for you, Frank, and I know you're going to love this, they came out with Wave 3.
What? Can we check out Wave 3?
We can definitely check out Wave 3. Because Wave 3 gets even better.
Does it? Oh, I can't wait.
Let's start off. So Wave 3 came out in 84. This one contained 12 brand new figures.
Holy shit, we'll be here for a while.
So, two favorites of mine. We'll start off. We're going to dig right in. Two favorites of mine, Battle Armor He-Man and Battle Armor Skeletor. So the good thing is with the battle armor, It had a chest plate that had their logo, the emblem. And as you hit it, it would rotate and it would show damage. And you hit it again, show damage. The bad thing is if you're playing with it, great idea, great concept, except if you're playing with it, you can't really touch them sometimes. Because it's just regular walking, you know, moving.
It'll just roll.
Yeah, he's like he damages himself. But the concept is pretty cool. So I know they fixed it now. They just removed the plate now. But have you noticed that each thing has a gimmick? They're both about, if you can find them carded, you can find them anywhere between $300 and $400. Then we move into Buzzsaw, which is a bee, little bumblebee.
Lame. So, look, he bow-legged.
He's a little bow-legged, but he's a hero. He's a spy in the sky.
Is that what he is?
Yes. He comes with a helmet, his wings, and then an axe. And, of course, a mini comic as usual. Yeah. I had him. So I had the He-Man, the Skeletor. I had Buzzsaw, which I thought was pretty cool. They made him look super tough on the 20XX.
Yes.
2020. Not 2020, but the 20X.
The one with the
good next week.
That name always cracks me up. Fisto?
No. Well, Fisto, we have Clawful, which is a lobster.
What? Was that in the cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a cartoon. We had he had two lobster hands. One, but like a real, like a crab, more like a crab, I guess. One claw is really big and one is small. And the big one can open and close.
Okay.
So you can grab things. So, and he has spring action claws. So you can pull the claw back and it will shot forward. So this one, Clawful, I love these names though, is between $200 and $275 if you can find it carded. Then we have Frank's favorite, Fisto. I still remember this one from the cartoon, the Kevin Smith, where Fisto goes, Skeletor needs a fisting. He did say it. I swear to God, those are the exact same words he said. Or he may say, that's somebody I want to fist.
What a pervert, man. What a pervert.
I think the Kevin Smith put that in there just for the adult perverted minds.
Of course, had to.
So he is a hand-to-hand fighter, obviously, and he has the gauntlet, Infinity Gauntlet in his hand.
Yeah, except that it's silver because he's not into gold.
No. So he had a spring-loaded silver fist. So we just, what was it, swing up, D?
Yeah, first and he, no, pound down.
Okay. I know spring, so okay. So, yes. They didn't like him too much. I don't think I had him.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah. Frank, you stopped in 1984, right?
Out of, if the bird dude is in here, I know I had him.
Okay. We'll see if the bird dude's in here. Stiletto. Here's another racially insensitive figure.
Jitsu.
Yes. Evil master of martial arts. And if you watch last week's episode of the podcast, you'll see we did a toy review, cartoon review. Fisto was in it. They drew him very inappropriate.
Yes.
Stereotypical. They drew him very stereotypical. Now here, Fisto has a silver hand. Jitsu has a gold karate chopping hand. And he had a nice goatee. Yeah, nice goatee. Carded between $150 and $225. Did you have Jitsu?
No, I did not.
I had Jitsu. I had him. He came with a samurai sword, of course. Then we have Cobra Khan. Not like the TV show, the Karate Kid TV show.
Neck and neck.
This was a snake that would spit venom. So his head, where his chest is, see the way his chest is really big. That was a reservoir that you're supposed to put water in, and then you push his head down. He spits out water, venom at you.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Or if you're like me, you fill them with perfume.
I was just about to say you fill them with perfume.
He needs the best, as perfume holder.
Yes, and you spray him, and then he never loses that perfume spray. I swear, years later, you put water, it still had a little scent into it. So, but that was his gimmick. This one's Korba Khan is between 150 and 225 carded. And next we have Mechanek, Heroic Human Periscope. So if you his gimmick is you rotate his waist, his neck will go up, and he could see from far away. Mm-hmm. So no one would notice that it's a big head climbing over the trees. But
no one noticed
with that. Binoculars, by the way.
Yes. So I had him too. So, and he is about 275 carded. And then the real comic relief, Orko. I had him too. Never liked never him though, him. But I got him.
Never had him.
Had him. I should have kept all these toys. Card is 250 to 300. Not much here. Hat, ripcord, magic trick, magic instructions. So, yes, I don't remember doing the magic trick. I don't remember what the magic trick is. So, I'm going to have to Google that one day. Then you have Prince Adam, which looks nothing like He-Man.
Oh, they did do a Prince Adam.
They did, yes. Did. 2 years. 2 years later, it could save me some
time. You know, getting punished. Yeah. So, and being ridiculed by your brothers and your dad.
Just my dad. My brothers didn't care less. So for those of you that wouldn't need a backstory, is Prince Adam is He-Man's alter ego, or vice versa, but secret identity, I should say. And, you know, when He-Man first came out, they didn't have a Prince Adam, and I needed to dress him up. How else can I go? How would I say I have the power if I don't have Prince Adam? So my grandmother, who's good at sewing, I asked her if she can sew a shirt and a pink jacket. And then my dad found out, and he's an old school. He's an old school
Hispanic father. Male. Yeah.
Yes. Farm raised Hispanic male. So he was not happy with me dressing up my action figures. But it's all right. I'm still a man.
That's right,
bud. Prince Adam. Sorry, I got a little emotional. Got PTSD. He was 350 to 500 carded. He did come with the power sword, his vest, and a belt to keep his, you know, to look good. Next up we have Webster. So you guys can kind of figure out what he is, right? He is the evil master of escape, but basically he was a spider, and he had a backpack with a string up and down. That would let him. You can kind of grappling hook, and you can pull him up and down. So, this gentleman, I had him too, graded between a card between 175 to 250. And then we have Whiplash. He has a tail thrashing warrior. His tail was on a rubber with a wire, so you can flex it and bend it different directions. So it's pretty cool. Even though he had a dumb look on his face. And he came with a spear. That's all he came with. And card between 175 to 250. And of course, they reissued He-Man and Skeletor in this year, because it had been 2 years without new He-Man. These are a little more expensive. You're between 900 to 1200 for these. And in case anybody's confused, He-Man says is the most powerful man in the universe.
Well, hold on. Why are these worth more than the OG ones?
So not much has changed here. It's identical figure to a 1982. The only difference is the word original was added to the card to avoid confusion with the new battle armor one. So that was it. So I'm assuming that this one, my guess here, and Dwayne, correct me, maybe I'm wrong, is this one's a little more rare because less people bought them.
What?
So He-Man fans already had He-Man, and now this year they have the option of getting Battle Armor He-Man. So the only people who buy these are people who are getting new into, you know, people, kids who are falling, you know, liking He-Man for the first time. So I doubt they sold as much as it did back in 1982.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, so.
Makes sense.
So I hope, sir, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
All right.
Super late.
There were no exclusives offered in 1983. You did get an accessory pack was available. So if you ever lost any of the, just like they did with G.I. Joe's, if you lost any of the weapons, the shields, the harness, it was available. Obviously, it was a different color. So you had Beastman. He-Man had a blue axe instead of his gray one if you lost it. This card is between $50 to $75. Creatures. So creatures, we have a horse named Stridor. He actually was, I believe he was motorized. Yes, he was, right? He was motorized?
No, I don't think so.
Motorized. Let me see. No, I guess not. I guess he was not motorized. He is a mechanical horse with two laser guns that could be positioned. Not much. I didn't like him. I did have him, but I did not care for him.
I didn't have him.
Yeah. So, boxes between $100 to $150, but you can get a reissue at Cartoon Rewind for probably less than $20. So, if you want to add a lookalike to your collection. Now, the big boy, the big ticket item for 1984 was Snake Mountain. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Snake Mountain. I had this one, too. Snake Mountain, and it came with that microphone that really wasn't a microphone.
Voice changer.
It was supposed to. It's supposed to do a voice changer. But have you guys seen those dollar store microphones? All it has is like a spring inside.
Yes.
Creates an echo, like a mechanical echo. That's what this was. At least that's what I remember. Here is saying it's electronic. I don't remember it being electronic, unless I broke mine.
You probably broke yours.
And this in a box is between $350 and $400. I enjoyed it. It was cool. An echo microphone. It had a trap door. Had a gate. Had a bridge. It looked like a big old snake, goofy looking snake right here. So it was good. Now vehicles here. I don't know how Frank doesn't think these vehicles are awesome.
Oh my God, the Dragon Walker solo.
We have the Dragon Walker. It walks on its own. It was motorized.
It was great.
You set it. You can have your figure. It'll start moving towards it.
Set it and forget it, man.
You know, and it looked cool because it would come at you, slide, come at you. No, man. It was good. So the Dragon Walker box is between $80 to $130. The next up is the Road Ripper.
That one looks cool.
So Road Ripper. Powered for speed, it says here. Let me see here. So this one, it was the reason they call it Road Ripper, it had a ripcord. So you slide the little plastic piece, and you pull it out.
And let it go.
And drop it on the floor, and it goes. And He-Man holds on for dear life. He had a seatbelt and everything on him.
Damn.
Which was just a kind of elastic band, but it counts. This is between $80 to $130. And then another badass here, the Rotan.
Oh, God.
Look at that. He had two lasers on it, and those are all saw blitz that was just going to cut you down, right? You know how many ankles he would be hitting? It was an awesome figure. This one didn't move by itself, but as you pushed it around, those blades on the outside would spin.
Super.
And this box is between $80 to $130. So, saw blade in the base. That was awesome.
I wouldn't even spend $2 on that.
What?
You have bad taste.
And if you want, what is it called? A replica of the Rip Roar? It's available on Cartoon Rewind.
I believe it is, yes. If not, email me and see if I can find it.
I got two.
There you go. See how easy that was, the quickest find ever.
Yeah.
So just here an idea. Here's the card backs for Wave 2. Kind of show your previous toys releases and the new ones. This is how the comic books look. And here's the back for cards. There's a comic book for there were a lot of them were in Wave 3. And then this is the card back for Wave 3. So you can see here. Stinkor is coming up. That was a good one. And that's it. That is Wave 2 and 3 of Masters of the Universe. Look at that. You haven't yawned once while we were doing this. That's how good these toys are.
And I've yawned like 10 times already, man.
No, you haven't. Stop trying to be dramatic.
All right. So I think it's a great toy line.
Yeah.
So do I.
It's 1983, 1984. Nothing's really powered by itself. These figures all had a gimmick. They're either motorized or something will rotate or spin. Most of them with no batteries. The only one that needed a battery was the attack track and the Dragon Walker. So Frank, you want to give let's do a review of our review. Of our grading system.
Whatchamacallit? Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Bali.
One job.
All right. So our rating system for the toy edition is as follows. So we have collect, which means we owned it when we were younger. And, of course, we will own it again today. We have a flip, which means we'll buy it just to sell it. And we have a pass, which is like, yeah, you know what? I've never owned it, and I never will. And that's what we have.
Yes. So I'll just speak for all three of us where this is definitely a collect. Maybe there's a few flips there for the toy guru.
look at his face. Look at his face.
What, was I wrong? Okay, I don't want to speak for you. So for me, this is definitely a collect. I would, if I could find somebody's carded and maybe at the right price, I would collect.
Well, for me,
not I believe.
For me, it's collect and a flip. Because there's some of my
for you is always a collect and a flip.
Yeah, because I like the reissues and the newer reissues that they have now. I like the articulation better than the old one. So I'll keep the old He-Man. I'll keep the old Skeletor. But I'll definitely sell any other ones of them. So it's a collect and flip. I'll collect some and I'll flip. Because I like the articulation of the new one. It's not a bad thing.
And Frank, what would this be for you?
For me, that'll be a pass.
See, I told you. Look at his face. Look at his face.
For real?
No ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. That's a big pass for me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're not in a democracy. We're in a dictatorship. So guess what? You lose. 2-1.
2-1. Yes, majority rules.
I'm with that, but I still wouldn't buy it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go then. Let's transition over to some commercials. So.
Yes.
Let's relive some of our childhood via commercials.
Like from Mattel.
Who are you?
I'm many faces with the power to change from man to robot to monster.
Oh, no.
He-Man, He-Man.
He-Man sold separately.
Oh, friend.
Hi. He-Man, he's your friend?
Friend and ally. He's just kind of weird sometimes.
Oh, in specially marked packages, Manny Faces comes with 5 extra weapons. Yes. He-Man and Manny Faces each sold separately. Part of the Masters of the Universe collection. From Mattel.
Ew! The evil scholar Stinkor will overpower He-Man.
We'll trap that skunk.
Command at Arms, He-Man, Stinkor, and Skeletor figures each sold separately.
I smell trouble!
Man-Arms cannot escape the evil smell of Stinkor.
Now, He-Man!
Which one are you having?
Smell your own stink, Stinkor!
Yarr! Stinkor with...
Huh?
I said, which one of you had that?
I did.
I did not.
I couldn't.
You know, he actually stunk. He had a smell to him.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. That's the reason.
Wasn't like a bad
wasn't like a really bad smell, but it had like a weird smell to him.
The whole thing. My mother didn't buy it for me because of the smell. That's when I told her what it was.
All right, next one here.
New from the Masters of the Universe collection. Other action figures, each sold separately. From Mattel.
The Scrap Jaw.
Crap Jaw, Battle Cat, and He-Man each sold separately.
Straight. Look how cool this weapon is. He-Man.
In
Crap Jaw,
he uses vicious claw. Still no contest. And Krypton will use his wicked laser. Even a one-armed army can't stop He-Man and Battle Cat. You win this coin, He-Man.
That's not the attack dragon. That's not the attack dragon. That's not the attack dragon.
That's not the He-Man and Battle Cat. They use each soul separately. From Mattel.
Pause it for a second. Go back.
Llegaron los juguetes más valientes del universo. Masters of the Universe.
That's for you, D.
Go back. Go back.
Go back to what?
Right there.
Okay.
This is how we are fooled so much. That is a statue, not a toy. We are moving a statue to play with it. That is not a toy. That is a
legs don't move, nothing moves.
Exactly. No, that's a toy. It's a toy. It's not a statue.
A statue.
No, it's that's like this green army. The green army men didn't move either.
Yeah,
they were statues. They were statues. What I'm saying is we used our imagination so much. We imagined that this thing moved. That's how powerful our imagination is.
Now, Frank, imagine that this moved. Imagination. Frank doesn't have a good imagination because then he says these toys suck. So, not a good imagination.
I had a great imagination for my mask, my Transformers, and my G.I. Joes.
Battle Cat, you win this coin, He-Man!
Crap Jaw figure from the Masters of the Universe collection. He-Man and Battle Cat figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
Here's for you, Dean.
Llegaron los juguetes más valientes del universo. Masters of the Universe.
¡Atrévete, esqueleto! ¡Ayúdame, He-Man!
He-Man, He-Man.
¡Venceremos, He-Man!
He-Man, He-Man.
La leyenda de He-Man y Skeletor continúa con apasionantes aventuras para coleccionar. Masters of the Universe, el eterno juego del bien contra el mal, son de Duck Toys.
What?
You know, I'm actually looking forward to seeing the live action one so that I can rip it more. You know what I mean? In front of you guys. Because I know you guys are having some sort of, maybe some hope that it's going to be well, but yeah.
Who has hope? Who told you I have hope?
I know you deep inside. You have a little bit of hope, man.
Absolutely.
Even though I think Transformer One thing is going to happen with you with this movie, but I think inside you have a little bit of hope, just a little.
I don't think He-Man works as a live action.
No,
unless it's all CGI. But
they are doing the same thing the '89 movie is doing.
Right, he's at Earth, on Earth.
Assuming people understand that he's coming to Earth. You shouldn't have done that.
Dude, the moment I saw an Apple Watch on him, bro, I was like, yeah, nope.
All right, but that's our episode. That's it. That's all we got. I hope you guys,
that's it, man.
Those listening and watching, enjoyed this little stroll through He-Man toy review from 83 and 84.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, I said, with that being said, I'll hand it over to the big guns, the face of Cartoon Rewind.
That's it, my brother. I'm the face, but you're the heart, my friend. All right, so that's a wrap, my cartoon lovers. And once again, thank you for tuning in this epic Rewind episode. And remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. So you got to visit CartoonRewind.com to level up your collection. And for even more cartoon madness, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. And of course, until next time, keep on cartooning. Peace.
Bye.